This is an encore presentation of Breckenridge County High School Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com. The following is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company, Incorporated.
Welcome, everyone, to Nick Dennis Field here at the beautiful campus of Western Kentucky University, where we will have today's, I'm not used to having a day game here, we will have today's first semi-state contest here between the Breckenridge County Tigers and the South Warren Spartans. Welcome, everyone. My name is John Kennedy, and here with me is my partner, Mike Harned. And Mike, 36 hours ago, we were celebrating a third region championship on this field. Tonight, we're looking for our first win here at state.
Well, just hope for a continuation of first for this baseball program. We won our first third region tournament championship, and now we're looking for our first ever state tournament win. So I couldn't ask for a more beautiful day to play baseball and have a outstanding complex here at WKU, and the kids are excited, and they had a team breakfast this morning, and everyone was seemed to be in good spirits and excited to take the field. So we see the umpires take the field. That's one thing I was thinking about on the ride up here, John, is the if they do it like they do other sports, none of these officials will be third or fourth region, so nobody will know these guys. They'll probably come from either the first or second or something like that. Is how I suspect that it'll be as far as umpiring career.
The contest between Breckenridge County and South Warren, actually a rematch of a contest that was held in Hardinsburg back on March 22nd. That saw South Warren come away with a 12-7 victory in that one. Looking back in the scorebook at that one, that looked like probably one of Breckenridge County's worst games. I guess you could say, as far as pitching goes, they threw their top three, Isaac Seeger, Preston Cottrell, and Brock Lucas, all three of which probably had their worst outings of the year.
Yeah, that was, the first or second week of the season, and if I'm not mistaken, we had just come off of a loss to Davis County, is that right? We lose back-to-back games there,
that's
and
correct.
We're a stretch, and so just really weren't with it that night. I think we had a season high on errors that night. We had multiple errors, maybe as many as five defensive errors. I think between our three pitchers, we had about that many walks, five or six walks. So we went back and looked at the box score and thought, with those errors and those walks, we gave them about 11 or 12 free base runners, basically, and had to get that many more outs. We've talked about it on the air before. You cannot give good teams extra outs, so you have to make plays, and I fully suspect that Preston will come out today with better stuff. And this is a team, as we're walking in with some of our other fans, feel like both these teams are pretty well evenly matched. And so it's just going to be a matter of who comes out and plays better and plays more solid. Because this, I don't know that you could pick a favorite in this game, because both teams are really good, had a really good season. And it comes down to a one-game win or go home.
Taking a look at today's opponent, the South Warren Spartans here from Bowling Green. They come in with a record of 29-12, a school that has only had a baseball program since 2011 when it came into existence. And if I'm not mistaken, this was their fourth regional tournament that they have clinched. They won the regional tournament in 2012, again in 2014, 2015. And then this year they were able to come back from a 5-2 deficit against Bowling Green on May the 29th and come away with a 6-5 victory over the Purples.
I think Bowling Green probably was picked by most to come out of that region this year. And Bowling Green beat South Warren in the district championship, and then South Warren got the better of them in the regional championship. So both of those are two good teams coming out of that region. They are a new school. It's the newest school built, established there in Bowling Green, and they do have a rich baseball tradition in just a very short amount of time.
Coming in again with a 29-12 record, head coach and the only coach that the school has had to this point, Chris Gage. They will run out a starting lineup of A.J. Isabel batting first at first base. Sam Gage will be the shortstop batting second. Trent Rice will be the catcher batting third. Ty Tyler Martin will be the pitcher batting fourth. Adam Burns will be the fifth hitter batting second, or playing second, excuse me. Cale Boyd will be the center fielder batting sixth. Cade Vernon will be the designated hitter batting seventh. Carson Turner will be the right fielder batting eighth. And Dane Isabel will be the third baseman batting ninth. We are just about ready for the two rosters to be announced and for the national anthem. And we will be back with a little bit more pregame before tonight's or today's first pitch. You're listening to the Fighting Tigers on 104.3 The River.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Our Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 and Hooks Lane in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek. Also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
We're back here in Bowling Green, Kentucky, where the South Warren Spartans are about to be announced. The Fighting Tigers have had their roster and starting lineup announced, and we'll run through the Fighting Tigers, who will be the visitors on the scoreboard. Brock Lucas will be the shortstop batting first. Jacob Ball will play second and bat second. Tavion Mitchell playing first base will bat third. Kobe Poole in right field will bat fourth. Isaac Seeger at third base batting fifth. John Higdon doing the catching batting sixth. Cole Tabor in left field batting seventh. Cole Proctor will be the designated hitter batting eighth. And Braxton Carmen in center field batting ninth. And tonight, today starting for the Fighting Tigers and hopefully able to go a complete way this time is Preston Cottrell. Hadn't really had the luck on his side as far as pitch counts and weather over the last couple of days.
No, but just looking out, J.K., I'm not sure that South Warren brought as many fans as Owensboro Catholic did the other night, and I felt like we had, number of fans-wise, we had 2-1 more than Catholic, and it's a higher percentage than that here tonight. Breckenridge County has really traveled well and has really supported this group, so we appreciate all of those that are coming out here in attendance and those that are not able to be here for whatever reason. We appreciate you tuning in and supporting them via radio.
The winner of this game will advance to in the Whitaker Bank KHSAA Baseball State Tournament. They will move on to Whitaker Bank Park in Lexington to face the winner of Montgomery County and Beachwood. And we'll talk more about that throughout the end of the game. But we will step aside, and when we come back, we will have tonight's first pitch.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 and Hooks Lane in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek. Also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
Rosters announced. national anthem played, and the South Warren Spartans have taken the field as we are moments away from the first pitch between the 3rd region champion Breckenridge County Tigers and the 4th region champion South Warren Spartans. The Spartans will send right-hander Tyler Martin to the mound to pitch tonight. This will be his 11th start on the season, throwing 58 innings, coming in with a 5-1 record and a 2.53 ERA, striking out 48 on the season and walking only 15. So fairly good control out of the Spartan starter as we inch closer to the first pitch here, Mike.
From what we've been told about this young man, Martin, he pitches to contact. He's not looking to strike out people. He relies on his defense. He'll get an occasional strikeout, as you noted there. But Breckenridge County's got to go up looking to swing the bat and just hit the ball solidly.
And for the first time in school history, Brock Lucas will step in and see a pitch in the state tournament. First one swung on and popped up into short left field. Tayshawn Jones will come in and squeeze it. One pitch, one out, as we start exactly at 11 a.m.
And there goes to show the approach. We're going up aggressively, ready to swing the bat. No use getting yourselves down in a hole, 0-2, or early on like that. So go up and get something you think you can hit hard, then be hacking.
Jacob Ball steps in. The first pitch to him is swung on, hit hard to short. Gage over. The throw is a long one, and just in time.
Close. That's not a very strong throw from shortstop right there. And like you mentioned on the last broadcast, we kind of get spoiled a little bit with Brock Lucas's arm there at shortstop. And Jacob almost had that one beat out on a routine ground ball to short.
So the Tigers have seen two pitches so far, and it's resulted in two outs as Kavion Mitchell will come to the plate. And the first offering here from Martin is taken high for a ball.
I do think that Breckenridge County got pitches that they could hit those first two. It's not like we were going up just swinging wildly. They got pitches they felt like they could hit hard. And so as long as that's the approach. And there's another pitch that Kavo liked. It was right in the heart of the plate. He just bowed it off to the right side. But they're going up looking for something they feel like they can hit to the gap and letting her go.
1-1 offering here from Martin. Comes high and tight. Nice little feature that we have here at Nick Dennis Field is we can see a speed on all of our pitches there. That one came in at 79 miles an hour. 2-1 comes in high again, and 3-1 to the Tigers three hitter, Kavion Mitchell. Tigers looking for their first runner of the game here in the top of the first. 3-1 pitch is called on the outside corner. Home plate umpire with a delayed strike call there, but nonetheless, Kavion will come back to the box and see a full count offering.
I don't think he's broke 80 yet.
That pitch grounded towards third. Up with it is Dane Isabel over to A.J. Isabel in time for the third out of the inning. Tigers go in order. The Spartans will come to bat here in the bottom of the first. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 and Hooks Lane in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
Preston Cottrell will toe the rubber for the Tigers. as he will face the top of the order here in the bottom of the first. Cottrell comes in starting his 11th contest with a 7-2 record on the season with a 1.24 ERA. He has struck out 88 on the season and walked just 22 as he pitched in two of the region games, albeit one in relief as he came on to close out the Grayson County game in the quarterfinals. He started the finals at Owensboro against Owensboro Catholic, but due to weather was knocked out of that game. But he is ready to go here, and he will face the top of the order, A.J. Isabel, followed by Sam Gage and Trent Rice.
South Warren's a little bit unconventional with their batting order. Isabel here is a big, well-put-together, strong kid, a really good hitter, but speed is not one of his strong points. So I guess they're putting their con going off of a batting average type thing, just trying to get base runners on regardless of speed. And he is a good hitter, one of the better hitters down in the fourth region.
Pitch swung on and fouled straight back. Only comes in with a 266 is his batting average, but he has walked 22 times, so he is one that will get on base one way or the other.
He's already signed to play college, so it's probably one of those deals to where they pitch around him down in that region because they know what kind of a hitter he is.
2-1 offering from Cottrell is a fastball that misses away, and now 3-1 to the leadoff hitter.
It looked like that curveball that he threw when the count was 2-1 was right there. If he's not getting that call for a strike, it'll be a long day.
3-1 catches the outside corner, and that's very similar to the ball that Kavion took for strike two. So that's encouraging to see that the home plate umpire is consistent. Full count offering, fastball.
That was
just a little low.
Down. Yeah, that's
taken for ball four. And A.J. Isabel will head down to first, and Sam Gage, the senior shortstop, will step in. Left-handed batter. As you mentioned, Mike, not a lot of speed there at first base, only five stolen base attempts, five successful ones as well for the runner at first.
Yeah, he's going. Shows it's a wild pitch.
Preston throws it high to the backstop as Gage was showing bunt. And the Tigers seem to be showing some early nerves here in the bottom of the first.
I'd have liked for that to give John a chance to throw him out. If it was John's arm, I would have taken my chances. He didn't have a very big lead, and he broke on first move. But that ball was sailed way over everybody's head.
Cottrell comes set, 1-0 pitch, slap foul. And the count evens at one.
It's one of those things you feel confident that Preston's going to settle in. Like you said, it's just nerves here early, but there's so much riding on this game, you can't afford to dig yourself a hole. So hopefully he gets settled in pretty quickly.
1-1 offering from Cottrell. His time is called as the ball sailed high anyway, so maybe a little bit of a blessing there. One pitch here from Cottrell. Bunted at unsuccessfully. And the count now 1-2. Be a big time here for a strikeout if number 20 could make that happen. Runner at second, nobody out here in the bottom of the first.
First base open if that drop third strike is in a play, so if it bounces.
That ball swung on back, hit the center field. Braxton Carmen is going to have a play on it, squeezes it. And the first out is recorded. Ball jumped off the bat a little bit, but didn't carry too well as Carmen able to get behind it, squeeze it, and Isabel will stay at second base. Trent Rice, the catcher, comes to the plate, the leading hitter for the Spartans, coming in at 436.
The left-handed batter, 2-0 and 3-0 for South Warren.
first pitch to him is swung through and missed on that 82-mile-an-hour fastball. Cottrell comes set, the 0-1. Looked like a breaking ball that spun out of the side of his hand, never had a chance. And the count even at 1. No score here in the bottom of the first. Cottrell's 1-1 pitch is fouled off. Ahead now 1-2 to the senior catcher. Pitcher Tyler Martin stands on deck. Appears to be another left-handed hitter. 1-2 breaking ball is just shot foul towards the first base dugout.
And that was his best breaking ball of the game so far, so hopefully he's starting to get the feel. A lot of pressure on John Higdon here. Those breaking balls dart downward. Got to block it up here, and if it does hit the ground on a swing and miss.
Time called. They call a balk on Cottrell. I'm not sure exactly what he did. He motioned towards his catcher to get more signs, and head coach Jeremy Bennett is going to come out and talk to the home plate umpire, Robert Littlepage, who was the one that made the call. I'm not sure that that's a balk. But Jeremy is not going to get the answer that he wants there.
Yeah, that's a bad call. There's nothing you can do about it, but that's a bad call. If you come set and then you do that, it's a balk. He's not set.
So, runner moves up. The leadoff walk gets the second on a wild pitch. Now the third on a balk. And now a ball hit into the outfield would possibly score a run if the 1-2 pitch is swung through and missed. Cottrell comes up with a big strikeout.
He hit radar gun at 84 on that one. I think the balk call maybe got the adrenaline going just a little bit. So now he's ready to face his third left-handed hitter in a row.
Tyler Martin, the opposing pitcher, will come to the plate. Martin comes in batting 410, so things don't get much easier from Rice to Martin as that first pitch is swung on and pops up to the left side. Tabor,
go get it, Coach. Talon
is underneath it.
That right.
And the Tigers are able to get out of it unscathed. We've finished one inning of play here at Nick Dennis Field. No score. We'll be back after this.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Our Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 in Hooks Lane, in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
One inning in the books. And no score between the Tigers and Spartans as the Tigers will send the 4, 5, and 6 hitters to the plate in the form of Coey Poole, Isaac Seager, and John Higdon. Tigers very, very aggressive to start things in the first inning, swinging at the first two pitches they saw, but that's sort of been the MO of this team this season.
Yep, we just got our first warning. And been warned we're not allowed to clap and cheer in the press box. Apparently that's not allowed, so they put me in timeout. It's going to be hard for me to get the rest of the games up and told I can't stay up here anymore. He may be doing this thing solo.
If you don't hear from Mike, it may be because he's standing on the first base line at some point, but we'll make it work. We'll make it work, guys. Kobe Poole swings and hits a shot down the third base line, but caught by Dane Isabel and scooped out on the other side by A.J. Isabel for the first out. Again, first pitch swinging, hit the ball hard, but unlucky with the nice defensive play there by Dane Isabel.
A hot shot, one hopper to third base. We're getting good swings. We're just not haven't found our first hit yet.
Martin comes set as he will face Isaac Seager for the first time, and Seager takes the first pitch fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Seager will step back in and wait on the 0-1 offering, and it's a little bit slower as he's
a little bit. Diving play there by Tayshaun Jones. He comes up empty, and that's going to allow Isaac Seager to scamper on to second base with a double.
Take the chances. This is a big field, so if you're going to lay out, you better make sure at least you smother it. That was a good attempt by the left fielder. I mean, he come hard. He read the ball good off the bat. But when it got past him, that's an extra base.
Seager was out in front of that pitch as it looked like a little bit of an off-speed offering there from Martin, and Tayshaun Jones just out of his reach as he was fully extended. Didn't kick by him too much as the center fielder made a nice play to get over there and help out, but Seager able to move up to second base, and the Tigers with their first runner and the first one in scoring position here for John Higdon as he checks his swing there on a call strike.
Yeah, you don't want that breaking ball first pitch anyway, so just be patient. See it. Be ready for it later on in the count.
0-1 pitch to Higdon. Swung on and hit hard to short. Gage is going to try to smother it, and it's going to come up on him. And an error by the shortstop is going to have runners on the corners for the Tigers and one out as John Higdon reaches on the error by the shortstop.
And we're hitting the ball. We've been hitting the ball hard. Now we're starting to catch the breaks. That's what the MO for this team has been noted, not going up there looking for walks.
Courtesy runner over there for the Tigers. Looks like number 15, that's Trenton Brown. And Cole Tabor steps to the plate. Tabor with a couple of big hits in the regional to advance the Tigers past Grayson County. Looking for a big one here as he shows bunt, puts it down the first base line. The Seager's going to score. Perfect double by Martin, and the Tigers put the first run on the board, and nobody out on that play. Excellent bunt down the first base line. Martin tried to reach down with his glove and grab it. It popped in and out, and all hands are safe for the Tigers as they push one across. And now two on for Cole Proctor, and that'll prompt a pitch or a trip to the mound for the Spartans as the Tigers are starting to put some pressure on South Warren now.
Are you going to hit or error on that one? That was a tough play.
I think that if he fields it cleanly, it's going to be a bang-bang play. I'm giving that a hit. They've ruled it officially here an error, but they don't control my book. And that's a hit by Cole Tabor every day of the week.
Apparently they do control the noise level in the press box.
I apologize, everybody. Mike's going to be a little salty about that the rest of the ball game. But I have a feeling if we come out on top, they're not going to be able to control you.
And what are they going to tell me? Go home? Well, once the final out, they can sign me to the pension or something. But I'm going to have to try to be on my best behavior until then.
Tigers at first and second with one out, and the freshman Cole Proctor steps in, first pitch swinging, and swings at the off-speed pitch right back into the netting for strike one. Proctor had himself a big single against Owensboro Catholic that drove in a run on Wednesday night. The 0-1 offering here from Martin is low and away. Count even at one.
Nice stop by the South Warren catcher there on the ball. It was away and in the, you know, we would say in the dirt, but here it's on the carpet. 100% turf field here, folks.
1-1 count. as that one is again away, and Proctor with a 2-1 count against him. One out, one run in so far for the Tigers. They're looking for more. Speed at second base in the former Cole Proctor. As that ball's hit on the first base line,
it's going to be fair. Quentin Brown's around third. He's going to score easily. Kicks around there. Cole Tabor is going to round third, but think better of it. And an RBI single for Cole Proctor has given the Tigers a 2-run lead.
Still going up aggressive. Pitcher for South Warren is right around the plate. The Tigers are going up looking to hit. And I would not be at all surprised with another bunt right here.
Ball went right down the first base line, and it tapers off as far as foul territory is. There's a brick facade over there. It kicked right to the right fielder, Turner, so Proctor had to throw on the brakes, unable to move on up to second. And the Spartans, up the middle, they're still playing for a double play. The corners are in as they're expecting Braxton to try to lay one down, and he is showing bunt as the third baseman inches closer.
He didn't waste any time at all. Might have shown that too early.
I'm not sure if he may be trying to bait the third baseman in, try to slap one past him, see how it goes. If he's not showing bunt so far, pulls it up, but
on the first base line, first baseman's going to have to field it. He fumbles it, and Braxton Carmen is safe. And another error for South Warren has given Breckenridge County a 3-0 lead. Braxton Carmen didn't lay down the best of bunts there, but... As the first baseman, A.J. Isabel, went over to field it, he bobbled it, and Carmen slides into first base safely, and now two on base, still one out for the top of the order, Brock Lucas.
Breckenridge County is executing the game plan to perfection. Put the pressure on South Warren.
Not a lot of speed at second base, but Brock Lucas can make that a moot point if he can put one into a gap as that first pitch comes in high for a ball. 58 miles an hour on that breaking pitch. A lot of speed over at first base, though, in the form of Braxton Carmen. See how things go here for Lucas. The third region player of the year takes ball two in the dirt.
They're not holding at first base, so Braxton's getting a big lead. With all that speed, if we get a double in the gap here, he could score from first.
Now's the time to put the pressure on, get some more runs on the board. That went in the dirt, and quickly 3-0 to Brock Lucas, and I have a feeling they're trying to stay away from him as best as possible.
It's load the bases, though, with one out, if they do.
And a fastball catches the inside corner.
Almost hit him.
Lucas thought that was ball four. Just about everybody wearing maroon thought that was ball four, but he'll come back and get another one as the Spartans are sending somebody down to the bullpen to get ready as that catches the outside corner for strike two. 63 miles an hour on that one.
Number 22 is who's headed down to the bullpen, and also number 5.
22 would be Logan Smith, because that ball hit right back up the middle. Proctor running, rounding third. They're going to draw a throw as the center fielder hesitates. He flies and he sees.
Cole Proctor never hesitated rounding third, and the center fielder, Caleb Lloyd, did. And that's the difference between him being out and safe.
Thank you to the home plate umpire for the bad call. That was going to be a walk. We'll take a hit instead.
And just like that, the Tigers have hung four on the board and lead this one 4-0. And they are still threatening with one out. Carmen at second, Lucas at first. Tons of speed on the base path right now, and Jacob Ball, who hit a hard shot to short his last time up, and he takes that pitch on the outside corner. That's a tough pitch with a fastball on the outside corner. It's easier to take to right field. That pitch being so slow, you have to wait. He takes that one. Carmen's taking off as it looks like a little bit of a run and hit or a hit and run there, but Ball,
both players took off. Brock was on the move as well. Coach Bennett likes to hit and run with Jacob because he's so dependable with the bat. He doesn't swing through many pitches. He's going to make contact.
Two strikes on him now, though, as the 0-2 offering is swung on and missed.
That was on a breaking ball that was a foot outside. He's upset with himself, but nonetheless.
Two out now as ball is retired on strikes. And Kavion Mitchell, the ninth hitter of the inning for the Tigers, comes to the plate, and he's going to take a pitch on the outside corner, or excuse me, outside, actually, this time for a ball. Martin is trying to throw that breaking ball, that slow breaking ball on the outside corner. Got it for ball, but didn't get it there against Mitchell. 1-0. Pitch swung on and popped up, get out of play ball, and it will find its way into the Tiger contingent as Shannon Tabor tries to make a grab.
Sounded like it hit an umbrella or something down there.
Just missed an umbrella. Looks like Leah Lavelle may have come up with that one. Count now 1-1 to Kavion Mitchell. Big spot here as the Tigers have put four on, and they're looking for more with two outs. Pitch swung on, hit down the right field line. That's going to be fair. Score easily. Round third.
Come on, bro.
He's going to score.
Come on, bro.
And the Tigers are going to have a 6-run lead as Kavion Mitchell shoots in the third base with a triple. It is pandemonium here in the Tigers section as they are going crazy for their boys in maroon right now.
The first inning didn't look real good offensively, but they have absolutely got Mr. Martin timed up right now.
And Kobe Poole, who led this thing off, will get another crack at it. Six runs across here in the inning as that pitch is blocked up by the catcher, Rice, for ball one. Kobe hit a hot shot to start the inning that was smothered by the third baseman. Looking for a two-out hit here to keep the pressure on. Pitch swung on, hit hard again, and that's going to find its way into left field. Kobe Poole knocks in a run, and the Tigers are leading 7-0.
Wow, what an inning. We are absolutely hitting the ball hard. We've got two-thirds of this place probably in maroon, and it's got the feel of a home game, even though we're in Bowling Green in Warren County playing South Warren.
And maybe I don't know exactly what kind of pitching South Warren has available, but I got to think that they've got it. I'm surprised they have not gone and changed the pitcher as Seager check swings it back to Martin. Martin will pick it up and throw it to first in time. But 7 runs for the Tigers on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. They are aided by 2 Spartan errors. And we're 1.5 innings into this, and the Tigers have a 7-0 lead. We'll be back after this.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Our Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 in Hooks Lane, in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
Tigers put 7 on the board in the top of the second and have given their ace Preston Cottrell a nice lead to work with as he'll face Adam Burns, Caleb Lloyd, and Kate Vernon here in the bottom of the second. First pitch from Cottrell is on the outside corner for a strike, and he can work a little bit looser now,
more aggressively.
And first base umpire and home plate umpire conversing. Not sure what happened. It looked like Kavion had to throw something off the field. Not sure what it was. And now they're calling out head coach Jeremy Bennett.
I think they're going to call a no pitch because Kavion had to throw something off the field. First base umpire called time. Apparently, or he's saying he did anyway.
Well, that's Jeremy not happy that his pitcher has to go, went through the motion, threw the pitch, called a strike, and I think he's just he's wanting them to be a little more boisterous with their call, as nobody on the field knew that the first base umpire had called time, I think, except maybe Kavion. And they are going to call it a no pitch, as time was called before the pitch was thrown.
Nothing to get worked up about.
Pitcher John Higdon motioning towards the Tiger audience to get their hands together for that. And now actual first pitch called strike.
A swinging strike.
A one. There's the called strike. There it is.
It should be strike three, but it's only strike two.
Cottrell working quickly as he likes to do. 0-2 pitch. And Burns able to get just a piece of it. O2 offering here from Cottrell. Swung on and popped out the right side. Is it going to? It's just foul. As Poole and Mitchell hustle towards that foul territory. Unable to get it before it fell to the warning track there. And Burns will get another chance with 0-2 count against him. 0-2 pitch swung on, bounced towards shortstop, Brock Lucas. Lucas with it to throw across in time. And that's a tough play, except when you have Brock Lucas at shortstop. By the way.
And in fact, we've had two calls go against us, the balk call and the strike call that was taken off the board. And we've overcome both of them, and neither one of them hurt us. So that's big that umpire mistakes is not playing into the game.
So one down here in the bottom of the second, and they will send Caleb Lloyd, the center fielder, to the plate. The right-hander steps in and waits on the first offering from Cottrell. And that fastball is hit to short. Lucas is going to backhand it, set his feet, throw across. It is in time.
My goodness gracious. Not very many shortstops to make that play.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is why he is being offered Division I scholarships right there. That defense by Brock Lucas is what is going to pay for a portion of his higher education, I believe.
That was a backhand in the hole, and he threw a strike to Kavion to get a fast runner.
That ball hit hard into right field. First pitch swinging there was the designated hitter, Kane Vernon, and he has to hustle through first base as Kobe Poole came up firing to first base. It was hit sharply, and Vernon beats it out by a couple of steps. But
good thing he didn't jog.
No, he would have been out by a couple of, as Kobe has got himself a nice arm there in right field as well. But Spartans put one on base now as Carson Turner, the right fielder, comes to bat. And the first pitch is high and away for a ball. From the bottom of the second, Tigers put 7 on the board in the top of the inning.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. just about caught
and
napping over there.
He did not slide back either. Most of the time, if it's a close play like that, and you go up, you go back in, stand it up, you're going to get rung up.
1-0 pitch swung on, popped out to the right side.
You're out of play.
Looks like a couple of the Tiger fans that are lined all the way down the right field line. Hide that one. And now we have one runner across the University Boulevard to try to get to it. Throw over, not close this time, as Vernon is keeping a much shorter lead now.
Good pitch.
Call strike on that 83-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside corner. And two strikes now against Carson Turner. Go over. It's a whole lot closer. That is much closer than it needs to be, and I think I just heard from the Spartan dugout, get down.
Somebody was pretty vocal about it.
1-2, fastball outside.
Whoever was hollering, get down, it's a good thing they're not in the press box or they got thrown out.
They would have got a warning first, Mike. 2-2 offering here to the eighth hitter, Carson Turner.
You're getting one of those sharp curveballs right here. We did.
Breaking ball hit into left center field. Cole Tabor.
Cole's got it tracked.
Has it, squeezes it, and the side is retired. One hit for the Spartans, but nothing else happening for them. We finished 2, Breckenridge County 7, South Warren 0. We'll be back after this.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for?
Our Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 in Hooks Lane, in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.
John Hickman will lead things off here in the top of the third, as the Tigers have a 7-run lead, able to put 7 runs, 4 earned, on the board back in the second. And Higdon, who hit a sharp ball to shortstop that was bobbled, will step up. The pitch, breaking ball, right, came in high for ball 1.
You're right. You're right down the middle is correct, but that ball is floating in. I didn't see the radar that time. I can't.
I think it was 58.
I was going to say, I can't see it being more than the upper 50s.
And there's a fastball that hits 74 for a strike. The Spartans staying with Tyler Martin here into the third inning.
In a win or lose game. I mean, a win or go home game.
Yeah, there is no tomorrow for the team that is unsuccessful here. They will end their season. The winner will move on to Whitaker Bank Park in Lexington to play the winner of Beechwood and Montgomery County. And there's a fastball on the outside corner. It's sort of talking off air that it is a very liberal strike zone, but it has been a very consistent strike zone nonetheless, and that's about all you can ask for. As that ball, he just reached out and dumped into center field for a leadoff single. Good piece of hitting there by John Higdon.
And we're going to have a runner. Trenton Brown's number is called.
Trenton raced around and scored for John earlier. Cole Tabor comes to the plate. He laid down a bunt his last time that would have been a bang-bang play. Bobbled by the pitcher, but I gave him a hit.
Yours is all that matters anyway.
Yep. I don't think they're going to audit me. And as slow as Martin has thrown some of them to the plate, the throw over to first was just as slow.
And it bounced, and that could have trickled away and won't have to go very far past the first baseman for Brown to be at second base.
First pitch to Tabor is on the outside corner for a strike. He is trying to live there, and he's been consistent, he being Little Page, the home plate umpire, calling it as that one bounces for ball one. Even with a 7-run lead, I expect Trenton maybe taking off. That one low and away. Still trying to tack on runs here. Not just content with the 7 runs.
Trenton's getting a healthy lead, and we've not seen a good throw over yet. His pickoff moves have been not very good.
2-1 bounces away from the catcher, and Trenton will move on to second base on the wild pitch.
It's 62 miles an hour. Even if it is a breaking ball at the varsity level, especially at the state tournament level, you have to have a little bit more velocity on that to be effective, I would think.
There's 3 pitchers on their staff that have thrown more than 50 innings, with Martin being the one that has thrown the most, as that fastball is fouled straight back into the netting and the count runs full. I would have assumed by now we would have seen one of those other 2 pitchers, but
still 2 down there, 1 righty, 1 lefty.
Full count pitch, Tabor unable to stay back, and that gets by him for strike 3.
63 mile an hour, and he did have to swing that. It was outside. There's no questions about it. It was outside, but it was going to be called a strike if he didn't swing. So go down swinging.
Cole Proctor steps up. He singled down the first base line his first time. And he swings and hits it in the left field, and that's going to fall in front of the left fielder Jones. Brown will move up to third, and the Tigers have him on the corner with 1 out. Cole Proctor with his 2nd hit of the ball game.
He's been on a tear here these last 3 weeks. One of Perkins County's hottest hitters.
Sort of struggled against Owensboro, of course, with the Humphrey kid on the hill. A lot of people are going to struggle, but they've with the miles per hour coming down a little bit with the Tyler Martin kid on the hill. Cole Proctor has jumped all over that, and now Braxton Carman, who bunted his last time, will come to the plate. And he's going to bunt it and decides to take it.
It's probably a good decision. They suspected he was going to bunt, so come in with a curveball. Much more difficult to bunt. Probably see another one now that they got that one called for a strike.
So 1 strike against the 9-hitter here. Proctor stands at first, Brown at third, 1 out. As time is called, and the pitch is right down the middle, but happened to Brett County in the last inning. Happens to South Warren here as time is granted. So no pitch. And Carman will step back in with 1 strike against him. Tigers have a 7-run lead here in the top of the 3rd. Pitch to Carman. Takes it high for ball 1. And the pitcher looks into his dugout, pleading that should have been a strike. 1-1. That breaking ball is low and away. Count 2-1 to Braxton Carman. Carman bunted, got on with an error, and ended up coming around to score on the Kavion Mitchell triple. Two-one pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a call strike. That one caught a whole lot more of the plate than any of the other outside pitches that Martin has thrown thus far.
Need to shorten up, put it in play here.
2-2 pitch.
Yep, that's Carman what we call strike. Yep.
Tries to hold up, and that was definitely outside, but been called all game and called again for strikeout number 2 of the inning and the 2nd out of the inning as Brock Lucas will come to the plate. He singled back up the middle his last time. 1 for 2 on the contest. And now the catcher, Rice, will step out and call a defense, as this is probably one of the hitters in the Tiger lineup that they're not going to try to run into an out to score a run. They're going to let Brock swing the bat because he can make this a 10-run lead. First pitch comes in high for a ball.
You've got to be expecting the diet of breaking balls here.
Wind blowing out to left field very gently as the 1-0 throw over to first base, not in time. Proctor gets back easily. Runner at first is Cole Proctor. Runner at third is Trenton Brown. Two out, and the pitch to Brock Lucas is a curveball called for a strike.
They may get all curveballs, and if they're not for strikes, then they'll happily give Brock his base on balls, and probably not going to give him a fastball to hit. He wants to swing at a breaking ball, and here it is. But
1-1 pitch takes that fastball high.
Did give him fastball, but it was nowhere near the zone. Try to get him chase.
That 75-mile-an-hour fastball came in about head high, and Lucas able to hold up his swing.
Try to get him to swing at that high fly ball, or high fastball, and get popped out.
Breaking ball in the dirt, and 3-1 to Brock Lucas. We're in the top of the third inning.
They're really pitching him gingerly.
Lucas waits on the 3-1 offering. And that's going to be low for ball four, and the bases are loaded for Jacob Ball. And offensively, this would be a Tiger that is due to get back on track, as Jacob didn't have the best third region tournament, did pound out a couple of hits through the tournament, but as far as he goes, not really his best offensive output in those three games. But Jacob with a chance to do damage. Here with the bases loaded and two out here in the top of the third. He struck out his last time up. First pitch to him, puts it down. Martin's going to field it easily and flip over to first in time. Tried to push that ball past the pitcher, but unsuccessful. And the Tigers will leave them loaded here in the top of the third. We've completed 2.5 innings. Breckenridge County 7, South Warren 0. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are they going to give for?
Our Realty and Auction Company Incorporated will be in charge of conducting the absolute auction of real estate and personal property for Dan and Janet Powers. Located in Breckenridge County at 434 Hooks Lane, Stevensport, 16 miles north of Hardinsburg on Kentucky 259 in Hooks Lane, in the Ammons Bottom community. Signs posted. Going on the auction block Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time sharp will be one of the nicest river bottom farms between Louisville and Owensboro. Selling 250 acres and 68 parcels, 40 are waterfront, 28 on the Ohio River and 12 on Lick Run Creek, also 6-bedroom home, 2 garages, large feed and hay barns, auto waterers, ponds, 8,000 feet of fencing and deep well. For terms, conditions, photos, and drone flights, visit www.barrealtyauction.com. And remember, for all your real estate and auction needs, contact Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated at 270-756-2136. This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Bar Realty and Auction Company Incorporated.